Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Our next guest has had a pretty fascinating life to date. He was born in China during World War II, where his parents were medical missionaries, and he was a young witness to the climax of the Chinese Revolution in 1949. Then he returned to Europe, where he was educated in England and completed third level at the University of London and then Oriel College in Oxford for a doctorate in social sciences. He has written and indeed edited more than 30 books and is really just a refreshing thinker, especially when we think about just some of the challenges in our modern society today, and speaks a lot at universities and political and business conferences all over the world. And he's here in Ireland at the moment to do just that, to speak to young people, especially in universities across Ireland. Not only that, he's actually the great-great-grandson of Arthur Guinness, so an interesting link to Ireland's most famous brewer. It's great to have Dr. Oz Guinness with me on the line. Good morning, Oz. How are you?
Very well. Thanks, Wendy. Thanks for having me.
Well,
like to be with you.
As I touched on just a snippet of some of your life experience so far, you've lived in lots of different countries. You must have seen the world change a lot over the last few decades.
Well, it certainly has. I'm living in the US now, and even the changes there over 20 years are quite staggering. Of course, many people, you know, are aware of that with the latest president there. But it's true all over the world. You can see in many ways our Western world is in decline. And we're in a world that many people would never have expected.
One of the things that seems to be a key of what kind of modern culture is this idea of relativism. And by that, I mean that we don't accept that there's one truth, you know, that I can have a particular truth on any given matter or subject and you can have yours and that's just fine. What do you think about this whole idea?
Well, I think it's actually a very dangerous idea. It sounds at first very humble and tolerant. You know, you've all got different ways of seeing things. But as people pointed out originally, like Friedrich Nietzsche, who introduced a lot of these ideas, if there's no truth, everything is down to power. In other words, who has the real power? Who's the strongest power? And so on. So we're in a very dangerous world, because without truth, there is only power and manipulation. You think of, say, the sexual harassment and the Me Too movement and so on. Well, what's happened is really evil, the male domineering of women and so on. But that's actually the logic of the fact that you only have power. Who's older, richer, more senior in business and so on? And if there's no truth, everything is only power. But that's only half the problem. The other problem, I was arguing this last night at Trinity, the other half of the problem is without truth, there's no freedom. You've got to know who you are, the truth of who you are, in order to be free to be who you are.
Do you think we're living in a culture where people actually don't challenge themselves to seek out this objective truth that you speak about?
No, you're right. And people are rather sloppy in thinking, and it sort of leaves it open to, you know, what's called lies, hype, spin, and fake news today. You really need to be able to know what's true, to sort out what's right, what's wrong, and so on. And not to have a clear grasp of truth is really very damaging.
What is that clear grasp of truth to you then, Oz?
Well, for me, fundamentally, it's rooted in who God is and who Jesus shows himself to be. And you remember his famous words talking about his own teaching, and he said, I am the way, the truth, the life. He says, if you know my teaching and follow my teaching, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And it's odd that that saying of Jesus is more of a motto than any other single motto right around the English-speaking world. But while the motto, the words are on the walls of many universities, the idea is no longer in the hearts, and truth has really disappeared.
Why is that?
Well, the philosophy behind it is called postmodernism, and it goes back to Friedrich Nietzsche, a German thinker, who was the man who also said that God is dead. But if God is dead, truth is dead, and then his real point, everything then is only power, and that's the danger. Now, his attempt was to turn our Western world upside down, because he believed that the Jewish and Christian faith favored the weak. In other words, favored what he called the herd, and he loved the hero, the Superman. And he wanted to see all that turned upside down. But his idea was that without truth, there's only power. That's incredibly dangerous, because it means we're all open to power mongering, to bullying, to domination, and so on. You need truth to be able to stand against bullying and against power.
Dr. Guinness, what do you say to someone who says, no, I think the opposite, you know, people use religion and faith as a way to control them and to exert power?
Well, where is the first strong attack on religious power as a way of abusing people? It's in the Hebrew prophets. And one of the remarkable things in history is there's so few voices raised against power. And the first powerful voices to do so were the prophets. And in the name of God, they attacked religious hypocrisy. They attacked all the oppression of the poor, the weak, the orphan, the stranger, and so on. And actually, it's in a biblical grounding of truth and justice and freedom that you have the strongest foundations for tackling the evils and abuses of today. Now, the tragedy is that sometimes the church itself, you take the medieval church in the Inquisition or some of the, you know, the orphanage abuses here in Ireland, when the church itself comes corrupt, it needs to be attacked. But it's actually only on the basis of truth that you can stand for justice and attack the abuses of power.
What is your message then to people today, Dr. Guinness, who are perhaps those who have a Christian faith that they hold near and dear, but they feel that they're kind of constantly under attack and wonder, you know, where do they go? How do they live out their lives when this seems to be the case?
Well, there's so much confusion today, and people are naturally reacting against the counterfeit and the hypocritical and the abusive. And we've got to go back to the real thing, go back to Jesus himself, back to the scriptures. And there you see a real foundation for what, for instance, many of the younger generation are very impatient with hypocrisy. They want authenticity and all that sort of stuff. Well, often they don't have a standard by which to judge whether things are sincere or not, or authentic or not. And that, of course, needs truth. And there's no one who hated hypocrisy and got angrier against hypocrisy than Jesus. So we've got to go back to the real thing, because nothing less will satisfy in the craziness of our world today.
You speak a lot to young people in universities all over the world. And, you know, there's kind of a perception put out there that young people aren't interested in hearing about things like this and faith and truth and Jesus and what he stood for. What's your experience of young people and what they're searching for?
Well, I don't think that's actually true. You put it a different way. Everyone needs meaning. You've got to find meaning in the world, you've got to make sense of our world, find security in life. And you find that through a solid faith, what Socrates calls an examined life. And so, you know, I was at Berkeley in California 2 weeks ago, a very radical university. The hunger for meaning is very, very strong. And I found that all over the world in many of the continents. So the idea that young people are not interested in this is actually rubbish. There's tremendous interest if it's put well.
Is that one of the crises of culture for young people? Is that because of the world that we live in today, the kind of frenetic nature and pace of life and social pressures and, you know, having masks for the online world, all these things, does that really pose a challenge for that authentic meaning that we need in our lives?
Well, it's true. There are certain things, like modern life is fired at us point blank. We're living at an incredible speed. Information, all sorts of things coming at us furiously like that. But that simply means we need a stronger sense than meaning than ever before. In other words, families are breaking up. There's chaos in all sorts of places. People really need to know at the heart of things what makes life meaningful. And there's nothing like knowing God through Jesus in a deeply personal and real way and being able to negotiate the craziness of life from that vantage point. And I find that when people see the real thing, they're actually attracted to it more than ever.
So you've still a few more talks to do, Oz, while you're here in Ireland. What can people expect if they come to hear you speak? What will you be speaking about?
Well, last night I was talking on, you know, the time for truth, the craziness of our postmodern world and the importance of truth to resist power and to found freedom. Tonight I'm talking actually on a church, on some of the challenges facing people of faith in our world. So different topics, but I'm always one who tries to engage all the issues of today, but from the vantage point of faith. Because the more I've explored the alternatives to faith, whether in secularism or other religions like Buddhism and Hinduism, the more I come back each time to seeing the profundity and the wonder of the truth of the good news of Jesus.
What is it that keeps bringing you back then, Oz? I mean, that's a very interesting point that, you know, some people might say, well, there is other worldviews that we can look at to find meaning. What is it that brings you back to the Christian faith?
Well, two things. On the one hand, the bankruptcy of the other worldviews at the end of the day. You know, when I was in my 20s, I studied under a guru in India. I grew up in a Buddhist culture in Asia. I've known many of the worlds when I was a student. I had Bertrand Russell in London University and so on. I've seen many of the alternatives. I make a point each year of trying to read people like Nietzsche, probably the greatest anti-Christian writer in the last 200 years. But the more you explore them, the less you see they have a really solid answers. So on the one hand, you see the bankruptcy of the alternative. And on the other hand, the contrast of the wonder, the depth, the relevance of what it means to know Jesus. A lot of this last year, I've been reading the Hebrew prophets, and they're incredibly inspiring in terms of their passion for God and for justice and their hatred of oppression and things like that. So it's a double combination. On the one hand, the bankruptcy of the alternatives, and on the other hand, the depth and the wonder and the relevance of really knowing Jesus, not just churchianity, as it were, but knowing Jesus himself.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very interesting few days of talks. Oz, thank you for just giving us a little bit of an insight as to what you're going to be sharing with some people over the coming days. Thanks for joining us on Spirit Radio this morning. That was author and senior fellow at the Oxford Centre for Christian Apologetics, Dr. Oz Guinness, and he's going to be one of the speakers at the Reasons for Hope Tour 2018. If you want to find out more, you can find the Facebook page, which is Reasons for Hope 2017. I assume they're keeping the page with their followers from last year. But Oz Guinness will be speaking tonight. He's going to be speaking at Grosvenor Road Baptist Church at 8 o'clock this evening, tomorrow at the Waterford Christian Assembly, and then he's going to be in Whitley Hall in Belfast on the 16th of April. So you can find out details by going onto Facebook and the Reasons for Hope 2017 Facebook page.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.